Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We got the folks briefly coming on from the Ron Paul Liberty March coming up in 4 days in D.C. Then Paul Davis from the Ron Paul Meetup Group in Austin. They are fighting valiantly against the warrantless, and we've had the head of the Texas Bar Association and others on, former head of the National Bar Association, by the way, saying these aren't real warrants. They're just rubber stamp, blank checks, police sucking blood on the side of the road. In some states, they just completely forego that and don't even have warrants, like Illinois. Then we've got coming up at the bottom of this hour for a segment. He's fully watched it repeatedly, written 5 pages of note. Jason Burmis will be debunking the 9/11 Building 7 debunking piece that aired 2 nights ago on the BBC. Very important to expose their attempted debunking for the fraud it is. Then Constitutional Party presidential candidate Chuck Baldwin will be joining us. And then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. So that is who we have coming on the broadcast with us today. I do want to spend a few minutes now encouraging all of you that do realize that truth is rising and that do realize that we're affecting change, and that the New World Order is more and more on the run. I want to ask all of you out there to count the cost and realize the point in history you're at. None of us can sit on the fence. None of us can stand by idly. None of us can waver at this point. We need the full weight of free humanity against the machinery, the juggernaut that is the New World Order that we've already slowed and damaged and discredited, again, with Congress with less than a 10% approval rating, the president sitting now at below 20 points, the vice president in single digits. Both parties discredited. They can't play the tag team, you know, fake left-right WWF staged event, theatrical thespian display anymore. The Shakespearean theater is over. And we've got Fox and CNN and MSNBC and CNBC demonizing 9/11 truthers, saying, arrest us, kill us, torture us, murder us. We've got Michael Reagan saying, I'll pay for bullets to kill people. You've got him advertising for murder. He doesn't get in trouble, but somebody makes a veiled threat on my website in a comment section, and the Secret Service was here today. You know, this is what we're facing. This is what we're dealing with. This is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. You need to get Truth Rising on DVD at InfoWars.com. You need to get as many copies on DVD as you can afford to support us. Make copies of those. Get them out to people. Download a high-quality DivX version at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get a 15-cent-a-day membership. Because it needs to be seen in high quality. It's on Google. It's on YouTube. We want it up there. We're happy to have it up there. We're advertising it's up there for free. But it looks like crap. We need the people, especially those that aren't woken up, to have the high-quality DVD in their hand. This film is excellent. The first responders are worth it. It covers their plight. It covers what 9/11 Truth is really about. It covers how it was an inside job, how it was done, and it covers the police state with police walking up and saying, your cameras are guns. We know they're not guns, but we're going to say they are. We know your bags aren't bombs, but we're going to say they are, and you're going to go to prison for terrorism. Now stop protesting, or we're going to send you to jail for terrorism. And the plainclothes guys direct the police, and they grab them and grab their cameras, and the cops and say, yes, these are weapons. This camera's a weapon. This is what our country's turned into. Infowars.com is the attack coordinates online. Get the DVD. Download it right now in high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv, ultra high quality, or call toll free to get the film, 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Get the new film today. Do not wait. Truth Rising. We've got to get it out to everybody to stop the next staged event. We'll come back with the Big Ron Palmer.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Stop asking questions. Is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
that. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
You know, I said a few days ago I was going to read the Declaration of Independence on air. What I'm going to do instead is play a YouTube clip I found with a bunch of prominent actors. Mel Gibson, you name it, reading the Declaration of Independence. I want to play that. We got Chuck Baldwin coming on next hour for 30 minutes. I'm going to play that clip and get into some other issues. We have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts joining us in the fourth hour as well today. We've got another guest coming up in about 10 minutes, again, fighting the blood-taking that's going on by the police here in Austin and across the country. Major new precedent being set there. Also, with a Ron Paul meetup group, exactly what we should be doing, organizing these different cadres across the country, thousands of them, millions of people, to go out and fight globalist agenda. It's just beautiful what's happening. But right now, Brian Simon is on with us. He's with RevolutionMarch.com, and they've got maps and directions and the speaking itinerary of who is going to be there. It is quite a lineup. And they're going to have a book signing event. It's going to be very, very exciting. A lot of people need to show up to this. It's 4 days away. It's coming up on the 12th of July in D.C. And so we go to Brian Simon right now, who is the chairman of the Revolutionary March. Brian, thanks for coming on with us.
Hello, Alex. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity to come on and tell everybody about this event.
You bet. Tell us where it's being held, why it's being held, and why it's so important.
Well, the march is being held. I do believe we're starting down by the Washington Monument. I'll bring up the notes here. And then we're going to march over to the actual Capitol, the West Lawn of the Capitol, where we're going to hold a rally. So the march starts on the northeast lawn of the Washington Monument, and we'll march down Constitution Avenue to the rally point on the West Lawn of the Capitol. And the biggest reason the event's being put together and why it's so important is after Super Tuesday, my friend and I, we were just wondering, you know, we thought there was going to be some momentum lost in this freedom movement with the way Super Tuesday turned out for Dr. Paul. So we wanted to find a way to hopefully unify everybody, keep everybody together, let them know that just because Super Tuesday didn't go our way or the primaries necessarily didn't go our way, that there's still a lot of people for this voice of freedom to be heard, and you're not alone out there. So this was at a big event. You know, most rallies and marches are an anti-something, you know, anti-war, you know, anti-legislation for whatever, gun control or things like that, which aren't necessarily bad.
This is a pro-liberty and freedom, pro-republic rally.
That's correct. Yes, it is. And to restore the Constitution, we really like the message that Dr. Paul was delivering and how he inspired so many people. So we just kind of wrapped this all up and tried to deliver the same message, get a lot of speakers and stuff there that can speak about the issues that come up so much lately in this country, like the North American Union, of course, tax laws, as we all know and feel about the income tax and the IRS. So we were trying to line this up and all the issues that were important to the movement. Get them out there, get people talking about it, and basically just make this a fun family event where people can get more educated and hopefully recruit more people into the movement as well.
Run down the itinerary of the speakers you've got. It's quite a list.
Yeah, we do have a great list of speakers, and I do want to thank them. Almost all of them have agreed to show up and do it without any kind of compensation in any way. So we're really appreciative to all the speakers who have done that. But what we have real quick is we have Tom Molin. He's actually a private citizen. He wrote this really important letter we thought needed to be heard, so we're giving him a few minutes to do that. After that, we have G. Edward Griffin. I'm sure everybody in the movement's heard of him. And then we have Charles Goyette, Bob Schultz, Marcy Brooks. She was the juror in the Freedom to Fascism video. Thomas E. Woods, Jr., Naomi Wolf, Jack McLam, Howard Phillips, Terry Hall, Jim Guest, Jeff Lewis, Michael Scheuer, Adam Kokesh, and Chuck Baldwin, and then, of course, our keynote speaker is Dr. Ron Paul.
Fantastic lineup. For those that don't have Internet access, are there any phone numbers they can call for details, or do you want to go over the itinerary and the times one more time for people?
We are setting up an actual hotline that we will publish for people to get information. We're working on that. Gary Franchi with Restore the Republic is helping us set that up. And so we will publish a number, and we can shoot that out to you once we have it for everybody to get the details of that. But basically, for the march details, we're assembling at 9:30 in the morning at the northeast lawn of the Washington Monument. We're trying to get everybody assembled there. The actual march will begin at 10:30 a.m., so we have an hour window there to get everybody assembled and in line and ready to go. The rally will start at about 11 a.m. There might be a little bit of delay with the stage and setup because of all the restrictions that the permit makes us go through. You would be surprised on how hard it's been to exercise our First Amendment with putting this event together. But the rally will
Well, that's because a permit turns a right into a privilege, as you know, and they're busy all over the country. Now they're saying you can't talk to people on the street without a permit in major cities. I mean, individually, talking isn't going to be allowed now. I have a mainstream news report on that in Philadelphia, namely. So things are deteriorating fast.
That is true. It's very true. And we hope that this event will make the really loud voice of freedom to be heard so everybody knows that we really want freedom and not all these government controls. But to do this right and make it a peaceful event, we did have to go through all the red tape that is required of it. So, like I said, the rally will begin at about 11 a.m., maybe 11:30, depending on how everything goes with the setup. And we also have three bands, Mark Sebelia, Poker Face, and Jordan Page. They will be performing for the entertainment side of this event. And all three bands, if you haven't heard of them, are really great and are really involved in this movement. Mark Sebelia has been doing the Freedom Tour, touring around the country, doing concerts for free just to spread this message of freedom. So he'll be joining us there as well at the event during this Freedom Tour, and we're really looking forward to that.
Okay, well, the website's revolutionmarch.com. And Brian Simon, I want to check back in with you while the rally is going on and, of course, in the build-up to it one more time. And we really appreciate your dedication. All of us doing little things, and you're doing a big thing together, we can certainly bring down this new world order and restore our republic. So thank you so much for spending time with us.
Alex, thanks for having me on. And I do want to thank GCN Live for their sponsorship of this event as well. Ted Anderson has been great in working with us, and we really thank you and everybody over there for participating and help us. And you are always invited to come down and broadcast from the event. The soundboards will be set up.
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to let all you folks, all you other great people, do that, and I'll just be supporting it from afar right here in my little command hovel. But thank you for the invite, Brian. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You bet. Take care. Okay, speaking of the devil, speaking of going out of town, I am going to attend 9/11/2008. Okay, it's the seventh year. They blew up Building 7. It's the seventh year. The enemy is imploding. Their lie, their fraud is falling apart. And you know what? I frankly am not a wanderlust except for tourism. I like to go see museums and monuments, and I like to travel and take my time. I do not enjoy going to New York and being yelled at and screamed at by police worse than any third world country or even communist China. I mean, they just have total disgust for the public in New York. And I've even had cops call in. I've had Austin cops in person tell me they've gone to tourism to New York and had cops come over and scream at them. It's the same thing in D.C. now. They're there to let you know you're scum. I am not looking forward to going there, but you should experience it. You should see it for yourself. And I am not looking forward to going to the DNC, but let me announce, Jason Burmes was going to pull up stakes because by the last week of August, he will be completely done with Fabled Enemies, the cover, the DVD authoring. All of that will be done. He's going to stay a few extra days. He will be here the entire week of the 24th through the 28th, that Monday through that Thursday, into that Friday. And then he's going to got another wedding to go to in New York. And so he's going back to New York, then we'll hook back up with him and the guys up in New York. Now, New York is 98%. I'm definitely going to the DNC. I'm definitely going to cover the DNC because I'm not speaking. There's not events I'm going there for. I'm going there to cover this historical event with their microwave guns and their sound cannons and the riot police, and to document the agent provocateurs. We know they're in place. We know they've already been recruiting to carry out operations because they don't just want to have cops. They got caught just a few months ago, obviously, in Canada. They want to have useful idiots on the payroll under them. We've caught them in other cities. I need to be there. And I am not looking forward to that, I assure you. But the reason I'm definitely going to the DNC is this. I get invited places. It's always the same. And I promote it. And then I get there, and it's like a free-for-all. You know, the audience is on the radio. The audience is on the web. That's where you reach millions of people every day. But there's a primitive thing with a lot of activist groups that they think rallies and getting a few thousand people together, I mean, they go nuts when they see a crowd. It's like a primitive dominance thing of wanting to get in front of the crowd and speak. I actually, though I'm quite an orator, I've been told, by folks that do it professionally, I'm just, you know, I guess a natural, if you want to call it that. I don't enjoy crowds. I don't enjoy speaking to crowds. I don't like it. And every time I get invited to a 9/11 event, I get there, and then there's 50 people jumping in front of me trying to keep me from speaking. And I just don't care. See, so that's the thing. I'm like, okay, well, I just won't go. How's that sound? And then no one can be there, and you can have a – I love these Patriot meetings where you have 15 wannabe leaders all meeting to speak to each other, and then no one's there because they have no following because they're not aggressive. They don't energize people. They don't have the right attack plan against the New World Order. But I love Luke. I love We Are Change. I love what they're doing, and they've assured me that any events that I come to and jam-pack will not be hijacked. But they're such nice guys, that probably will happen anyway. So it doesn't matter. I'll be there at least to cover things, probably. I mean, 90-something percent. I really don't want to go, but I need to go because it's historical. All right, when we get back, we're going to go to Austin, Ron Paul meetup group, who is really taking action and getting something done, and we absolutely love it. We'll be talking to them. They are fighting hardcore classical tyranny. Stay with me.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S., though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice. All nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Paul Davis, one of the organizers of the Ron Paul Meetup Group here in Austin, Texas, and they are doing yeoman's work. They got a call to action, the Austin Campaign for Liberty Group, Police Commanders Forum. They're going to have a public police peace officer meeting tonight. And think of it, the Orwellian nature. Think of the Nazis on trains or hearing the Nazis would take blood at checkpoints, those dirty Nazis. Or if the Soviets would have done that, they even take blood, but they say it's for people's best interest. Oh, yeah, right. Americans would say no to it, but federal grants, federalizing, to have them warrantlessly in many areas of the country. Here they get fake blank warrants, just like the FISA court, that are totally false. And there's a meeting coming up tonight. We've covered the KXAN TV report on it. I hope Austinites go down there. Don't wait for orders from headquarters. Just show up. Paul Davis, tell us about this.
Yes, Alex. Well, thanks for having me, man. Yeah, tonight at the Mexican-American Cultural Center, the address for that is 600 River Street here in Austin. They're going to have this police commanders forum. And when I called, they said that the topic was how to implement better communication between APD and community organizations. So this would be a perfect time for us to come up there in mass and tell them how we feel about this crap.
Absolutely, Shay. Number one, you don't like your tax money being taken and them running checkpoints. Plus, the head of the Texas Bar has come out publicly and said that these aren't real warrants. These are just blanket, mass warrants. And the fact that, police don't want to be handling blood, police who don't want to have the liability, a hemophiliac could bleed to death, and that the police union, I would take the thing of being friendly to the police because they're not the ones, they're being ordered to carry this out. Now, once they do it, they're hardcore criminals. And it's hardcore crime to suck people's blood, okay? And just tell them that federalization's wrong, it's all wrong, and that you're against it. Give them that address again.
All right, it is 600 River Street here in Austin. It's that new Mexican-American Cultural Center that's right there kind of off of Cesar Chavez in that area.
Do you imagine if they had a German-American Culture Center in Austin?
Right.
Side issue. They teach at the Black Cultural Center and the Mexican-American Culture Center is, and I've been down there, Aztec murals, evil whitey, the U.S. belongs to you, get him, and it's all government-funded, of course. It's the government. It's globalist and wants to break the country up. But everybody should go to that. Everybody should go there. See, in multiculturalism teaches us not to trust each other, to see our differences, and I have the Ford Foundation and Carnegie Endowment documents on that. We've covered them. It's to make us, meanwhile, if you're at the Mexican-American Center, bring up, if you're Hispanic especially, hey, why do we have so many Planned Parenthoods to kill our Latino babies? Why don't our Latino leaders speak out about how Margaret Sanger said we had to be exterminated? Why do my Mexican leaders act like they care about my raza, but really they let the extermination operations be carried out against me? You see, the evil gringo Alex will try to not get you killed, but I'm already digressing. I apologize. Tell me about the Ron Paul local meetup group in Austin. I love the fact that you guys and gals are taking on the New World Order.
Oh, big time. I'll tell you, Alex, after when Ron Paul was running, we all had our hopes. We were working tirelessly to get him elected. But in some way, and I think you'll know what I mean by this, I was looking forward for that part to be over with so we can get into this phase, which is the real revolution that was going to take place after this is over. And so that's what we're trying to do here. There's a lot of coalitions that are coming together here in Austin from bipartisan groups. We just want to deal with the Austin corruption. First and foremost, we're tackling the stop domain subsidies, the toll roads and all of that as well. But we want to make our presence known here in Austin and just all
we need to energize your group. You're a great group. Tell folks how they get involved.
Well, first of all, you should go to www.ronpaul.meetup.com and then the /14. So it's ronpaul.meetup.com/14. And like you said, we've changed the name of that to the Campaign for Liberty just to keep it with that national coalition. And, yeah, man, we have a lot of things in the works just to keep the heat on these criminals.
Absolutely. One more time, what time tonight and where to go let the local federal minions know that we don't want to see them coming at us with a needle in the dark of the night.
Yeah, 6 o'clock this evening at the Mexican American Cultural Arts Center, 600 River Street here in Austin. And let me tell you, people might not know, but even the Austin Police Association has issued a comment about this, that they have issues and concerns. So we need to jump on this. So everybody come out and let's just let them know how
we feel. Stay there. I want to hear more about that comment from them. Yeah, cops, you're going to run into resistance. You know it. You're going to pull a needle out on the wrong person, and it's going to get bad for you. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF Shower Filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv for viewers. We'll keep rolling for Chuck Baldwin and then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. Burmis is going to be in studio for a segment or so on BBC Hit Piece. Edit Silverstein comments in Dirty Trick Scam. We'll put that article up on screen for everybody. And this is only one facet of it. Watching this last night, every 30 seconds had total disinfo, total lies, total fraud. There's no way this guy couldn't know what he was doing. There's no way making a film about Building 7 that you couldn't know what it was. Unless the person is just in abject denial, you know, to the level of some guy walks in and his wife is in bed, is hypothetical, with another man in the act with no sheets over him, and he sees the full, you know, penetration, I hate to get graphic here, and just says, you know what, that's not sex. Hello, honey. And they're there going after it, and he just walks by and, you know, gets a glass of water out of the refrigerator by the bed and, you know, just says, well, honey, I'll see you in a little while. I'm going out to play golf. I mean, it's just getting to the point where it's mind-blowing. Back to, I'm sorry for that analogy. I'm out of control, and I apologize deeply. And I will not do it again. Paul Davis, one of the chief organizers, taking action. Ron Paul meetup here in Austin. I can't tell you how excited I am to see the fact that at universities and in major cities and small towns, the meetup groups, in some cases with thousands of members, are just taking to the streets for 9/11 truth, fighting the North American Union, fighting against land grabs, fighting against attacks on free speech. I mean, this is exciting, not just letting, you know, this huge grassroots movement dissipate, but actually in some areas growing right now. And, yes, I'd seen that the police department a few days ago said, look, we've got concerns. We don't like this. Again, go to the police and say, come on, shake yourself, splash some water on your face. You know, it's in the name of goodness. Now they want to put Toyota and Ford say by 2011, all cars will have breathalyzers. And then you'll get a false alarm, and it calls the police on you, and they come via the cell phone that's built into your OnStar-type system. I mean, this is Big Brother. This is not about stopping drinking or drunk driving. I mean, again, the illegal aliens are above the law, and they don't get arrested for drunk driving. Tell us, again, for those that don't know, the Austin Police Department doesn't like this. And this is nationwide. The feds are doing this grant to get you used to guys in uniforms carrying out medical procedures on you. This is getting you ready for forced inoculations. Go ahead.
Yeah, here in the KXAN article, it talks about it, that the Austin Police Association has concerns about it, issues and concerns. Of course, it says they're not ready to take a position on the issue. But, you know, civil rights groups are speaking out about this. There's even officers within the police department that are like, whoa, man. So it's coming from every side on this. I mean, this is just crazy.
Well, it certainly is, and I hope a lot of people come out there tonight at 6 o'clock. And, of course, the police will babble for 30 minutes and then take questions, and the community leaders will have to sit up there and drone and try to keep their slaves in line. But it'll finally be the time for the slaves to be able to speak to the godmen and just let the godmen know that they're helping destroy the republic and that they better not be a part of this criminal operation. Again, give out the address for the Ron Paul meetup group here in Austin.
It is ronpaul.meetup.com with the /14, number 14.
Good to have you on, Paul. Appreciate it. Call tomorrow, or let me get you on for 5-10 minutes tomorrow to give us a report on what happened.
I'll do it, brother.
Thanks a lot, Paul. Okay, again, we have Chuck Baldwin, presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, coming up. We will also ask him about being a pastor, being approached by the feds to help with the FEMA Roundup plans. You know, he talked about that, too, before that was in the news. Now that's in the news. I'm going to bring that up to Chuck Baldwin as well. And then Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. For the rest of the hour, I want to talk 9/11. And before we get into the BBC's ridiculous falling flat on their face story, Jason, Truth Rising is out. And I want everyone to get it. The DVD is out, ladies and gentlemen. It is a absolute must-see. You saw us for months while you've been here working, finishing the film. I want you, in your own words, because I know you're a big fan of it behind the scenes, to describe what this film covers. Because it isn't just about 9/11 truth. It isn't just about the police state. It isn't just about how the government staged the attacks. I mean, it's more than that. It shows a revolution against tyranny. It shows how we're being demonized. I mean, this is really a testament to who we are, to also protect the 9/11 truth movement, and to basically set bushfires in the minds of men, as Thomas Jefferson said. Burmese, your take on it.
Yeah, man, it shows the power of one person and then us grouping together and going against that, which some seem to think is impossible, but it's not. These are human beings that we're confronting. It shows that no matter what echelon of power you're at in government or media, you too can be brought to justice. And it just shows me hope for our next generation as Luke Radowski, yourself, We Are Change, Colorado, Minnesota, Student Scholars for 9/11 Truth, all go after these guys, man. It's just so heartening to see them being called on their lies. I mean, Willie Brown being confronted about his San Francisco Chronicle early warning article. For instance, Gary Hart being confronted on his New World Order comments. I mean, this film is huge, and it really, like I said, I hope the sequel is Truth Revolution, and we even take it a step further, Alex, and I know we can. And this movie really, I mean, it shows how the cops want to set us up. It shows them actually trying to say that Luke is a terrorist just to get him to stop using his free speech, you know. Like it says on the tagline there, you know, watches the global elite tremble before the power of free speech. Because it's true. I mean, they expect us all to be asleep, Alex, and they know damn well, especially with the Secret Service being here today, you know, that we are having an effect and that they're not untouchable anymore. I mean, how many times has Bill Clinton now been confronted about 9/11? It's unsurmountable. And Bill Clinton wasn't the president when 9/11 happened. That shows that people are also waking up to the false left-right paradigm. It's just amazing, and I think it's so encouraging, and I've seen so many positive reviews, and, you know, like, the student scholars loved it. They thought it was a great piece. It's really helping the first responders. It shows how the EPA lied about the air quality, because these guys lie on so many levels. You know, they're really just out there for power and trying to make a buck. And they'll screw us over, Alex. You know, we are sheeple, chattel to them. And it's very unfortunate that more people don't realize that.
Well, Jason, I also just want to say concerning Truth Rising that I personally have made several trips to New York for free, flown up there, put on events, and helped raise in one event $14,000 for the first responders. And I mean, I donated my time, my airline tickets. It cost me just to get my guys up there for 4 days and pay for all their hotels and pay the crew and everything about $10,000. And then we got out of that $14,000 donated to them. This really is trying to help them and truly tell their story. That's about a third of the film, intermixed with all the information of Inside Job and the police state, and then who we are, the 9/11 Truth Movement, fighting for everybody. Because if we allow the globalists to continue to stage events, they're going to win. We have to expose the problem-reaction-solution system, how they stage the events. That is so key. And finally, the term Inside Job, false flag, self-inflicted wound, is now in the nomenclature. It's now being used. It's now being understood. We're being attacked by all the big guns, international media, national media. I mean, we really are having a huge effect right now. And so just for all of our safety, this film needs to be big. So everybody get it at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139 to get your copy of that or Endgame or any of the other films. And please, I want you to get this DVD, folks, that I'm showing you on the TV program right now for PrisonPlanet.tv, folks. And I want you to get this DVD that is so high quality, so well done, and I want you to get it out to everybody. This film needs to be seen in its highest quality from the DVD. We have really good high quality up on PrisonPlanet.tv, but it's still nothing like the DVD. So get this DVD in your hands and get it out to everybody, because this is a life and death situation. They would have already staged more attacks if we hadn't done what we've already done. And I wanted to put all of 9/11 Truth in the film. I wanted to put everybody in all the confrontations. A few people have said, hey, we sent you footage. Why isn't our confrontation in there? Folks, just watching the hundreds of hours, there's only three of us that worked on this film. I mean, hundreds of hours, that took months and months, and then more would come in as fast as we got it. We appreciate all of you. We appreciate everybody. But again, it isn't just about how you confronted the politicians. It's about exposing what they did. It's about helping the first responders. So I've been a little bit shocked by some people that have said, well, I wanted to be in your film, or why didn't you use my stuff? Look, we're not perfect. You know, we try our best. I wanted to have more extras to have it all in there, but then we ran out of time on that. I mean, we just finished this thing about 3 weeks ago. Yeah, it was actually, 3 weeks ago, it went to be printed, it got made, and 2.5 weeks later, late last week, we got these in. I mean, we did it by the skin of our nose. We were uploading it Wednesday and Thursday before it came out on Friday to the PrisonPlanet.tv servers. I mean, folks, we're not God. We're not perfect. We can't, and I've never had a film this positively received. I mean, usually they're about 90% positive. This has been like 98% positive. But still people are saying, well, there's not enough about this or not enough about that. Try making a film first. You know, this is not what you, I mean, you know, it's hard, folks. I mean, it's at least for us. I mean, you may be superhuman. But I do want to say that, the reason I don't want this film to be criticized is it's for the first responders. Jason?
And it's the most positive, upbeat film you've ever done, ever. It's a totally different style. I mean, let's face it. The films you make are really heavy material. They're scary stuff.
Very dark.
Yeah, you know? Very, very dark. And some people ask me about that sometimes, and I'm like, are you looking at the actual information? This is dark information. Wake up. It's got to be scary. But this shows...
Yeah, they think putting the info out, like, made it happen, brought it into reality. It's already there.
Yeah.
We're trying to show you.
Yeah, we're trying to explain to you, yeah, this is scary. Now, this is what you can do, and this is the film that shows you what you can literally do. You can pick up a camera. You know, they're a couple $100 now at Walmart, and you can be the media.
Well, people also second-guess how when a politician ignores them, then they start shouting it. The whole point is taking over a Bill Clinton speech or in a Barack Obama speech, and having them respond to 9/11 Truth to get headlines so people know there's a social consciousness that's being raised. And I love these armchair quarterbacks that do say, they didn't do it right, I would have done it this way. Well, listen, listen, jackass. This is life and death. You try having cops try to plant bombs on you. You get up off your butt, and you go out and do something.
Yeah, go ahead. You can do it your way any time, any way you want to do it. I mean, I'm just saying this. You know,
and by the way, that's not just a challenge to throw it back in your face. I mean, we need you to take action. Yeah. We need you to do a better job. I bet there's a lot of filmmakers. I know there's a lot of Hollywood directors listen to this show. Hey, let's see you do something. I bet you'll do a better job than me. And you know what? I'll be promoting it. This is life and death for me, folks. This isn't about grandstanding and being a movie director and I'm Alex Jones and people like me. Frankly, I want to live out on a ranch somewhere and never see anybody. I don't frankly like people. I don't frankly want to hang around with you. You understand? I don't frankly want you knowing who I am.
Well, I'm with you, Alex. You know, I got a little private area in New York, too, and I like just hanging back. But again, you know, if you want to beg your murderers to tell you the truth, you're very naive, in my opinion. You know, and that's what I really hate when I see these message boards. Oh, we need to not shout at these people. Well, if they're not going to address us in a civil manner, when we address them in a civil manner and they're not going to be truthful, you're damn right we need to get in their face. You're damn right we need to yell at them.
And well, and most of the time we're yelling, it's because citizens and cops are grabbing our hair.
know, or stealing our signs or accusing us of attacking cripples. It's just insane, Alex. Insane.
Well, you know, it's the old saying of I complained that I had no shoes till I saw a man who had no feet. Well, the other cliche is, and it's a canard, but it's true, go ahead and walk a mile in our shoes, Bubba. You know, I love all the armchair quarterbacks that gripe about this person or this film or this or that. Hey, folks, we're in a life and death situation. I mean, have you noticed we're going into what could be a hardcore depression with a spoiled, rotten public? It's going to blow up. I mean, have you noticed they're getting ready to attack Iran? This isn't a game. Okay, the time to end fight. I mean, I used to even criticize David Icke. You know what? Buried the hatchet, had him on. Said I was sorry because, you know, a lot of what he says is true and good. And I just want to get along with everybody. Our enemy's the New World Order. We're going to move forward.
Absolutely. And he brings people into the picture, no matter, you know, how wacky some of the theories can be at the end. You know, I really enjoy his stuff on frequencies and all that. And, I mean, he's dead on about the royal family. He knows about the secret societies, false flag terror.
How the news media works. Okay, let's stop there. Jason Burmes. All right. Jason Burmes is in studio with us. And he has had a chance to fully, repeatedly watch the latest BBC hit piece. And I had a chance to watch it last night. Every minute or so, I had to stop it and was shaking my head, just when I think I can't be amazed, at the disinfo. There's an article up on PrisonPlanet.com right now that only covers, I'd say, 2% of the baloney. And this one article is devastating to them. How they would edit Silverstein out to say, we gave the order to pull it, and they'd cut to somebody saying, the firefighters, instead of, and then we watch the building come down. Or they would edit Barry Jennings, or they would, they would not show the BBC news clip in full where they're saying Building 7 has fallen, it fell in its own footprint. They would just say what she said. I mean, folks, and that's only one facet. In this segment, the next, and then the third segment before our next guest comes on, you've got five pages of notes. Try to quickly go through those, and then at the end, I'm going to comment on it, Jason.
All right. Well, let's start with Barry Jennings, first of all. Now, they bring Barry in very, very early, and they totally misrepresent his timeline. For instance, they go with the official version every time. In other words, Barry didn't get there until both planes had hit the World Trade Center. You watch our interview? No, he got there after the first plane hit. He was in the building prior to the second plane hit. But that's important because they need their lying timeline to say that they evacuated the OEM after the second plane hit the World Trade Center. They also make it look like Barry Jennings was absolutely alone. Now, we know that Michael Hess was with him, and that's the City Corporation Council. Now, they actually even did a reenactment of what he did, and they don't let Barry say when he gets there or how he got up there. They manipulate his statements. On top of that, Alex, when he talks about the explosion on the sixth floor, all they let him say is the landing gave way. In other words, they don't let him talk about the explosion, and then they immediately go to the North Tower just fell. So they don't even let him tell his side of the story. They just say, no, That failed.
These are very tight edits.
Very tight edits.
Very tight to distort what's been said, and we're video editors. We know when we put out the Barry Jennings, it was big, long clips with this very distorted.
Absolutely. And they actually did a reenactment. You know, that was the only part where there was an actual reenactment. So they gloss over the fact that he's with Michael Hess. They gloss over his timeline. They gloss over the fact that he says that he was in the building when both towers fell on that eighth floor after the explosion, which was an explosion inside the building.
That is key. There was an explosion before Tower 1 or 2, the North or South Tower fell, and they all slickly edited that so that you don't get that.
Absolutely. All right, let's move on to other facets of this total hit piece. For instance, they say that Building 7 took a direct hit. Now, they do actually show the video inside Building 7 that we have, where they go up the escalator, but then they cut away and they say that it showed massive damage on the south side of the building. No, it didn't. There were a couple of doors that were blown out. That was it.
And they don't blown out, not in. And they don't show the massive damage.
No, absolutely, because there is no massive damage.
We have the footage, yes.
Yes. Another dirty trick that they played is that they said that they had new photographs and they had this photographer there. Now, they don't have the photograph scanned in, so they don't edit. They literally have the guy holding the photograph, and they kind of zoom in on it, shaky cam. And it
Which makes it even more deceptive.
Yeah, absolutely.
Stay there. I want to get to this when we get back, folks. I mean, I think they've completely blown it. I mean, what they've produced will create 1,000 times more questions. It's like they wanted to act suspicious and deceptive. It's almost like they're on our side, but we know they're not. It's just the enemy. That's who they've got. Is these quacks, these nobodies. I mean, these guys, they're charlatans. We'll be right back with Jason Burmes as we debunk the pathetic debunkers.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
Have you heard about American Free Press? American Free Press, the only national newspaper that endorsed Ron Paul for president. American Free Press, written by patriots for patriots, standing firm for our Constitution, standing firm against the New World Order, hammering the enemies of freedom, exposing the intrigues of the global elite. American Free Press hits the Bilderbergers and Trilateralists and the whole Council on Foreign Relations gang head on. Here's your chance to catch up with the news from American Free Press. Get a free subscription to our online newsletter. Just go to our website and sign up. The address is simple, AmericanFreePress.net. It's just like it sounds, AmericanFreePress, all one word, .net. Once again, that's AmericanFreePress.net. American Free Press, the voice of the Second American Revolution.
What's up, child? I've been sipping it out. I was shaking my head last night, physically, just laughing. But I kept pausing it and saying, is this really happening? Is this what they're doing? Editing what Larry Silverstein had to say, editing what Jennings had to say, cutting everything short, distorting. That's why they lost all credibility. That's why the mainstream media is imploding. That's why Congress has less than a 10% approval rating for the first time in its history. It's over. I mean, this makes the discrediting of the government under Nixon look like child's play. The people know you're murdering criminals. The people know you carried out the attacks. And your little hitmen, your little hatchet men, your little media intellectual prostitutes aren't going to get you out of it. There's nothing you can do. Barman's continue with the incredible disinformation frenzy that we were witnessing.
Yeah, so we're talking about this supposed new picture. Now, as they're showing it, and again, it's not scanned in.
They won't scan it in. It's a shaky...
It's a shaky handy cam. The guy's holding it and pointing. It does not match up with the famous Popular Mechanics photo that they're the only ones that had with this side of the building heavily damaged. Doesn't match up with it at all.
And let's be clear, that building is gray when 7 was brick red. I remember when I first saw that in the magazine, I was standing in the grocery store. I heard it was coming out. I went to get one, and I was going, my God, that's a gray building. That's the World Financial Center across the street. I mean, these people. Continue.
All I can say is that it definitely didn't match up with this photograph with the supposed maximum damage and scooping out. Now, let's get to Silverstein for a second. Now, they go over the Pullet comment, but then they edit out the second half where he says, and we watched the building collapse. Now, this is what I thought was interesting. They mentioned that it was to pull the firefighters, right? And they kind of back him up on that. But then they go to Daniel Nigro, and they ask Daniel Nigro if they would have conferred with Larry Silverstein to pull the firefighting operation. He's like, no. He's like, we don't need to take orders from Larry Silverstein to move our firefighters in and out. So they basically debunk the fact that him saying pull the firefighters was real, but then they didn't make it a point. They just kind of moved on. In other words, they didn't stop.
It's a whitewash. Now, I mean, it's kind of like the Australian news is saying it was a plan to kill 200 of our troops. The U.S. wanted to nerve gas them, and we said no. And they say it might have been illegal to kill them. But then here in the U.S. and England, they did it. You know, but still, it kind of just puts it out there like, well, there was a plan, but we didn't do it. Meanwhile, there's all these reports where they did do it in other nations. So it's all just kind of a getting it out in the open. Now the important area to all of this is that the official reports admit the firefighters were pulled out early in the morning before the other towers fell. We've got Giuliani admitting that with Peter Jennings and later lying and saying he didn't say it. Then the tapes were later brought out on NBC News. So, again, in every case, they're lying. Now they're basically coming back in this piece and not getting into the fact that officially the firefighters were pulled before the Tower 1 or 2 fell, many hours before they claim they pulled them at 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Absolutely. And let me say this. They actually did show the thermal imagery. Now, they didn't mention molten metal at all. Now, they say 5 days later that the thermal imagery proved, Alex.
How about 5 weeks?
Was it 5 weeks?
It was week after week.
Well, yeah, no, but I mean the five-day satellite shots, they admitted that was 747 degrees Celsius. Now, they say 747 degrees Celsius because the normal person hears that, oh, it was thousands of degrees hot in the World Trade Center. But that's Fahrenheit, folks. Okay, so they confuse it there and they gloss over that. They don't talk about molten metal. Then they say that the upper floors were engulfed in flames, okay, of World Trade Center Building 7.
But we have the new NIST report saying they were isolated.
I know. Again, total. They don't bring the NIST report in until the last 10 minutes of the film. The last 20 is a total debunk love fest, by the way.
Yeah, we're cult members.
Oh, God. Oh, it's a religion, Alex. You know, it's not hardcore scientific fact. Apparently, we worship something.
Yeah, we don't have all these physicists and engineers and scientists and underwriting laboratory engineers who were fired for not shutting up. Mm-hmm. You know, they wanted to be fired for this imaginary religion 5 years ago.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, Kevin Ryan, he just, and the professors, they all wanted to be fired. And
Stephen Jones wanted to retire early.
Yeah, because of the religion of 9/11. No, it's their religion. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.